Not very many offense coordinators have to redo their offense yet again. How's it been redoing this offense with Peyton Manning in charge?
Well, you know, we've got a system in place here that we're going to run or that we've been running, and then with Peyton coming in, you know, he's got plenty of ideas and things he's done a great job with over his career. So our job as coaches is to adjust the talent we have and the players we have, so we'll make the necessary adjustments as we go along.
You went, I mean, no at the line last year, pretty much huddle, and the spread option to now the other extreme with this quarterback, you know, other extreme as far as skill set. What's that like for you as far as has it been a challenging off-season for you?
No, not really, because we've got a system in place that we're going to run, and the things we've done, we will make some changes, like every team does in the offseason. And with Peyton's input, as time goes along, you know, with the restrictions we've had so far in the offseason with the new rules and everything, you know, our offense will grow as time goes on. You know, we're going to do certain things in the OTAs and just keep going and throw as much at the players as we can and kind of see, you know, what the players adjust to and some new things, some new different route concepts we might put in, and just keep building on what we've done here in the past and, you know, take Peyton's input from the things they've done over the number of years he's played and just build the best system we can here.
Is it so it's the same playbook, but maybe different pages get, you know?
Without a doubt. You know, the zone read is no longer here. You know, there's going to be plenty of things. You know, this is going to be a work in progress for everybody. Coaches, players, everybody. Within the organization, you know, on how we're going to do things, the types of things we're going to change. But there's plenty of things that we've done in the past here that we want to, you know, give Peyton the opportunity to see. And, you know, he's very flexible. He wants some new ideas and to run some new things. And we've spent some time in the last couple of weeks of kind of explaining the things that, as an offensive staff, the things we really like and things that we can help him with. And that's our job. And then it's going to come down to, you know, the next couple months, by the time we get out of training camp, to say, okay, what do our players do best? What are the things that Peyton likes best as the quarterback? Because it all starts with the quarterback in our system. And there's a lot of things that he hasn't done that he's excited to look at. And, you know, getting some two-back situations and things he hasn't done a whole lot of. And we've had a lot of success with that here in the past couple of years. So we're going to continue to build that. And, hey, there's going to be some things we're going to try. And that he, whether he's done them or we've done them here or other coaches have run them somewhere else, and we'll pick and choose what we want to do come the opening game.
You did a lot of mentoring and tutoring with Tebow last year. Now you're dealing with a guy that really doesn't need that much. How's the relationship change?
Well, it doesn't change. I mean, Adam Gase and I are going to run the meetings the exact same way we've done with the quarterbacks. We're going to be open. We want all their input, and we're going to try to do what they do best. That's the key in this game, I think, is you've got to take – it all starts with the quarterback. So we've got to look at the quarterback and what is he like? What are the things that he's excited to do? Or, you know, hey, if we come Sunday and there's a couple plays in the game plan that Peyton doesn't like or any quarterback here doesn't like, we're taking him out because you got two strikes against you already. So we're going to you know, we're going to throw plenty at Peyton of the stuff we've done here in the past, some good concepts that we all like here and some things he hasn't done. And then we're going to adjust to him also and do a few things that they've done in Indianapolis over the past couple of years with him. So, and I would keep on saying the same thing, but we're going to, you know, we're going to throw as much of the players as we can and see, you know, what we do best as an offense come in a training camp.
Mike, I understand there's always going to be hard work and you're always going to throw the new wrinkles. How much easier is your work with Peyton, the quarterback, knowing that he can handle a lot of what you throw?
Well, that's a great thing with experience in this. That's the number one thing in the business. You know, when you look at that, when a guy's played as long as he has, it's not going to take him a long time to figure it out. He doesn't need, from week to week, all the reps that, you know, a younger player needs because he's seen it. But I'll tell you what, the way Peyton works and the way he wants to work is unbelievable. So he doesn't want to leave any detail out. He's going to be very meticulous in everything he does. And so we're just going to adjust, and it's going to be different. You're going to see a different type of football and a different way we approach the game, you know, during practice and the way, you know, Peyton, he's one of the great leaders of the game.
Is that the type of football you're more comfortable with?
I just want to win, to be honest with you. And, hey, it was fun doing what we did last year. And I'll say this, a lot of the concepts and the things we're going to be running with Peyton and the other quarterbacks, you know, I'm more used to, you know, having that as a staple in your offense, as a, you know, foundation of what we're going to do. But that's all part of the business.
Well, obviously, you're a hot commodity in the coaching ranks. After last season, after what you did, How flattering was that to be interviewed by the Miami? How much does that help you at all? I mean,
well, I was very fortunate that Jeff Ireland and Mr. Ross gave me the opportunity they did. So I'm very thankful for them for that opportunity, and a couple other organizations that considered me. We had to make some tough decisions in the whole process of what we wanted to do, and I'm very thankful for the Dolphins. And you know, I learned a lot from the experience. But the best thing about it is I'm back in Denver, and it's a great organization to work for. To work for Mr. Bowen and his organization, John Fox, John Elway. The opportunity they've given me for a number of years here already, it's a great place to go. And so when I took the first, I interviewed twice with them. When we got back the first night, my wife and I talked about it, and we said the great thing about it is if we don't get the job, we've got the greatest job with the Denver Broncos. So it was a no, you know, we couldn't lose in the situation. Of course, I wanted to be a head coach, but that'll come over time.
You a lot of challenge, putting the challenge in front of Decker and Demaryius. You know, you didn't go out and get the free agent receiver. You didn't draft a big receiver. They're your top two. Can you just talk about those two guys and the jobs they have with Peyton Manning now at the quarterback?
You know, they're like two little kids in a candy shop right now. You know, they've worked extremely hard this offseason so far, and they know that an opportunity like this doesn't come around very often. To be able to play with the quarterback we have now, they're doing everything possible to make sure they know every little detail of everything we're doing, getting in the best shape of their lives so that when it comes game day come September, that Peyton in the entire offense, not just those two guys, but everyone's on the same page. And that's kind of the philosophy we're taking with the whole entire offense is, listen, hey, we don't have a lot of – we got plenty of time to work some things out, but it's going to be here before you know it. So we've all got to spend endless hours together as much as we can, whether on the practice field and meeting rooms, and get everyone on the same page. Because there's only so many reps we can take from now until the first week. But that's what this is all about. We're going to learn and kind of, you know, learn as much as we can and get on the same page as quickly as possible and just build it. And it might be something we're going to have to gradually work into and build our system over time and just kind of take, you know, gradual steps as we go. But we got to be going full speed come September.
One of the connections or one of the things that we can kind of infer from the way you guys approach free agency is adding the tight ends.
Uh-huh.
Do you envision those guys and the tight ends being more of a part of this offense than what we saw?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, in the system we were running last year, really, you know, once Tim started playing, you know, we kind of changed certain things, and we'll go back into now where, you know, with the guys coming in, tight ends will be more involved, and you can see there will be more opportunities for them. You know, the main part of progressions, you know, maybe a million more number one or two in the progressions, and, you know, get back to some more quick game and certain things like that where, you know, they're going to be that first read in the quarterback's progression.
We talked to, back to the receivers. Decker was huge in September and October.
Mm-hmm.
Demaryius was huge in December and January. Yep. Have you talked to both of them about the seasons they had and why there was that type of split with each of them?
You know, not really, no. I can't say I have. You know, there's some things that changed in that second half of the season. We were going to run the football more often than not as time went along. And you know, the style of offense we were running, we were going to run the ball first and throw it second. Whereas earlier in the year, when Kyle was playing quarterback, you know, we were throwing the ball a lot more. And it was just really a change of philosophy. But that's kind of our job. And, you know, to give those two guys credit, we wouldn't have had the success last year, really as the whole entire football team, if it wasn't for the character of the guys we had. Because, you know, you go to the Kansas City game, we go down there, and we're going to run it just about every down. There aren't many opportunities for those guys, but they made the most of them. But they bought into what we were doing. You know, and as a coaching staff, I give the assistant coaches a lot of credit because, you know, they sold what we were going to do and how we're going to win football games. And John Fox, you know, we sold our football team. This is the way we're going to win. And they all bought into it. They didn't complain. They never once came in and complained, you know, Monday morning saying, hey, I didn't catch the ball, because we're winning. And that's what this game's all about, is winning and losing football games. We're all paid to win football games and try to win a world championship.
How much did that adaptation of the offense, the change of the offense midseason, how much do you think that helped you going forward for when you become a head coach, being able to change so much on the fly?
Well, we're firm believers here that you've got to adjust to who you have. And, you know, that can happen any game day. You might lose a lineman 1 week. Well, now you might have to change some blocking schemes up front, whether you lose your quarterback, whether you lose a receiver. And that's our job. And I firmly believe that. And that's why you got to make sure you've got a solid foundation in place. And what we did last year is we didn't change a ton of the running game. We changed maybe the way the backside of a certain play might have been blocked. And there were some just little adjustments. And I think the staff did a great job of, you know, we built the system with Tim gradually. We didn't just change everything overnight because you can't do that. You know, so we said, hey, there's 10 other guys besides Tim that we got to make sure they know what they're doing also. And I think that's why we had the success we did, because each week, we, you know, the first game we started with a couple plays. Of, you know, with the zone read and some other things with Tim. And then as the season went along, we experimented with a few things. And we watched a little bit of college film here and there to kind of see some things, a new wrinkle from time to time. And so we just were patient with it. And the players did a great job, like we talked about earlier with Demarius and Eric. You know, they bought into it and they were very unselfish and just said, hey, listen, this is the way we're going to go about it. We're going to do whatever we can. When our opportunity comes there, we'll try to make the most of it. And that's what they did. And that's what DT did the Pittsburgh game. When his one opportunity came out there, or actually a couple plays before that also in the game, but at the end in overtime, he got the one opportunity and made the most of it.
Throughout the draft process, what did you like about Ronnie Hillman and what sort of role did you think he played?
A very explosive player. The first day in the evaluation process, or not the first day, one of the days in the evaluation process, when Eric came and said, "You got to look at somebody," he turned on a little film that he made for me. And you know, you look at those players that are explosive like that, the quickness he has, and you know, you see some of those long touchdown runs where, you know, when he's going 80 or 90 yards for a score, he's not slowing down. Or when that guy, the secondary defender, gets to him, he's got that extra burst that you love to have. You know, it's great to be able to throw a guy a 5-yard pass and see what happens. So he's very explosive.
Anything else for Mike? All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks.
Yep.